This is Wade Renthke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The top American commander in Afghanistan, General John Campbell, said that several service members had been suspended from duty after an internal military investigation of the American airstrike on a Doctors Without Borders hospital. Calling the airstrike a tragic mistake, he concluded that avoidable human error was to blame, compounded by technical, mechanical, and procedural failures. The Grinnell Glacier in Glacier National Park in Montana is losing up to 10% of its mass annually and may not make it until 2030. HUD says that the number of homeless dropped by 2% from 2014 to 464,708 people. Aid and dime bills were introduced this year in 23 state legislatures, plus the District of Columbia. The former mayor of Lisbon is leading a socialist coalition government in Portugal that has pledged to comply with EU financial requirements while also trying to turn back some of the austerity measures. Retail stores in England are trying to dial back on Black Friday, which many, including the Walmart-owned Asada, tried in 2014 in order to tamp down the mayhem. Retailers thought last year's retail hysteria, including fighting over televisions and sit-ins for more merchandise, was ugly, or as Americans would say, typical. North and South Korea have agreed to restart negotiations that would thaw a relationship between the two countries. New Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, in moving to reverse Canada's position on climate change, is taking all 10 provincial leaders to Paris climate talks. Number of migrants crossing illegally on the Rio Grande River into Texas on rafts has spiked recently. UFCW is making change at Walmart campaign, is launching 5 weeks of action on the ground, in social media, and on television, targeting at least 20 states in the first week and a half. The actions began on Black Friday with a program to feed hungry workers, initiative called Give Back Friday, with the goal of feeding 100,000 Walmart workers and families. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Renthke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 199 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.